You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano with the University of Michigan News Service. We're here with Robert Justin Goldstein, currently research associate at the Center for Russian and East European Studies at the University of Michigan. So, Bob, how did you get interested in the history of caricature?
Well, I was generally interested in censorship, first of all, in 19th century Europe, and I started running across references to censorship of caricature.
So caricature and censorship seem to be inextricable. I mean, if you study censorship long enough, obviously the subject is probably going to be a person in power.
Well, things related to the regime in power, it could be a particular person or lots of people or government institutions or a powerful institution like the church associated with those in power, or symbols of power like a building or a flag, or certainly things related to those in power, things that symbolize those in power, will often be the target of caricaturists and often what the authorities are most concerned about.
If we could just fast forward just for a moment. We're looking to the past to inform the present. And if we could get an understanding of how of some contemporary examples of caricature. Here we are amid a U.S. presidential campaign. In recent weeks, we've heard references to skits that were on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So is this the contemporary form of caricature?
Compared to the importance of caricature in 19th century Europe, it certainly is not of the same importance today. In 19th century Europe, there wasn't any radio. There wasn't any TV. There wasn't any cinema. There wasn't any internet. And a very large percentage of the population was illiterate. So the authorities not only were concerned about caricature, they actually were more concerned about caricature than the written word. The power of caricature is not at what it was in the past. But on the other hand, sometimes caricatures or comic sketches, like Saturday Night Live, which, depending on your definition of caricature, might fit into that definition or might not, but comic sketches or drawings can sometimes create an indelible impression upon people that has great power. A caricature can't create something that isn't there, but if it resonates with something that's already out in what we might call a collective subconscious, sometimes if a caricature resonates, it can sort of build on something that's in the atmosphere and make it much more concrete, more powerful, more long-lasting.
The most powerful caricatures really distill a lot of ideas and perhaps current trends into this one powerful image.
Exactly. The power of the caricature is to concretize ideas that are sort of floating around in a kind of a vague form.
Perhaps the common understanding among lay people who study history is that the powerful Russian Revolution occurred in 1917. This exhibit is caricature in the 1905 Russian Revolution. Why is it important to study the 1905 Russian Revolution?
This was the largest mass of people in Europe between 1848, when most of the European continent was affected by more or less spontaneous revolutions that affected almost everywhere except for Russia, actually. So between the 1848 revolutions and World War I, including the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution that you've referred to that overthrew the regime in Russia, 1905 was the greatest mass uprising. The whole country was paralyzed by mass strikes. Millions of people across Russia participated, and it was put down with extraordinary brutality. Something like 15 to 20,000 people were killed, and something like 100,000 people were jailed or exiled to Siberia. Ultimately, that revolution failed, but the czarist regime failed to get the message, which was that there was a desperate need for political, social, and economic reforms in Russia.
Yeah. So the exhibit looks at caricatures that were created in response to the revolution, and these caricatures were created by people throughout Europe responding
absolutely
to the events.
Absolutely.
And what does this tell us, that these caricatures that were created outside of Russia tell us about the mood of Europe?
They remind us perhaps of something extremely important. All of us are frail mortals, and for perfectly understandable reasons, we don't remember things that happened before we were born. And for that reason, people are always rediscovering the wheel or rediscovering history. And people have the idea that human rights is sort of a recent concept that somehow got discovered and people got concerned about. And this isn't accurate at all. Human rights and the struggle for human rights is one of the great themes of 19th century Europe, as I defined it earlier, between 1815 and 1914. And so the events in Russia in 1905, Bloody Sunday in particular, were of great concern throughout Europe. And as you said in your question, it led to caricatures throughout Europe. So there are incredibly powerful caricatures produced in Russia itself, but also elsewhere in Europe.
Bob, thank you for joining us. Caricature in the 1905 Russian Revolution is at the Hatcher Graduate Library in the Library Gallery, Room 100. The exhibit runs from April 1st to April 18th. There's no charge.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.